Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. God bless you today. For this is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We are glad in it today. Amen. We are so grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Grateful to be alive. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Amen. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from wherever you're coming from. Amen. We just want to say welcome. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you tonight. Amen. We pray that you had a beautiful time in the service of the Lord on today. Amen. We pray, we pray, we pray. Amen, Jesus, that you had a divine visitation from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you tonight. We're so grateful for each and every one of you coming on to be with us on tonight. Amen. We're just so, again, we're so grateful. And people of God, we mean it from the depths of our heart. We mean it, we mean it, we mean it on tonight. We thank God for you. Thank you again for your coming. As you're coming in, we just want to ask you, if you will, to go ahead and turn around and invite someone to come. Like, oh, I forgot to invite this person, or I forgot to invite that person. Amen. So we want to give you an opportunity to do that, if you will. If you will, go ahead and invite someone to come and be a part of the service with you on tonight. Amen. Go ahead and invite someone. Go ahead and invite someone. Amen. On tonight, we thank God again for you. And we pray, amen, that you are, amen, Jesus. Listen, we realize, amen, that some of you have been in two services and three services. Amen. I've been in services within the last 24 hours, I can say. Amen. Two services on today. Amen. But I tell you, the Lord has done us well in each and every one. Amen. Glory to God. And here we are tonight. Amen. Ready. Ready for more. Ready for more. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Jesus, we thank God for each and every one of you. We just bless the Lord. We just bless the Lord for each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. If you will, again, go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. Glory be to God. Invite them to come. Compel them to come. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Tell them there's a blessing from the Lord for them on tonight. Amen. Just tell them to come on in. Glory be to God. Tell them to come, 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 come. Tell them, amen, Jesus, what the Lord has been doing here on the Prayer News Network, glory to God, and just let them know you want them to be a part. You want them to be a part of what the Lord is doing. Amen. So invite them to come. Amen. Invite them to come. Glory to God. Tell them take just a few moments out to come and be with us. Amen, Jesus. Just come and just let them know you will be blessed. Amen. There is no doubt about it. You will be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite them to come. Amen. And be a part. Amen. We just want to, while you're inviting them and getting yourself all situated on tonight, glory be to God, we just want to ask you, amen, Jesus, glory to God, to again compel them to come. Tell them to come. Tell them to come on in. Amen. While you're getting your pen and your paper, amen, your pencil, your pad, whatever you got, amen, whatever you need to write on, to take your notes on, glory be to God, whatever you need to get yourself situated, to get ready on tonight, just go ahead and do it, amen. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead, amen. Glory be to God. While you're doing that, we just want to thank God for our leaders, all of our leaders on tonight. We do give God thanks. We do give him praise on tonight. Amen. For our leaders, amen. Thanking him for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thank God for him. Amen. Thanking God on tonight. Glory be to God for our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. Amen. Thanking God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Glory to God, and for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Just thanking God for all of the advisors on tonight. Amen. That they come, thanking them for their prayers. Amen. Thanking them for their support. Amen. Glory be to God. Their sacrifice to help keep this outreach moving forward. Amen. Glory to God. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. For that on tonight. Amen. For each and every one of them, we thank God. Amen. Again, go ahead and invite some people to come in. Invite a couple of people to come on in. Tell them to come on in and be with us on tonight. Amen. Just let them know, amen, that God has a blessing. Truly the Lord has a blessing for them on tonight. Amen. And you want them to come and you want them to be a part. You want them to be blessed on tonight. Amen. By the word. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to move right along. Amen. We realize several of you have been in services. Amen, Jesus, all day. So we're going to endeavor not to keep you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But we want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen. Glory to God. Just bring them on in. Bring them on in. Amen. Bring them right on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God, if you will, people of God, tonight. Amen, Jesus, we just want you to, amen, Jesus, get prepared, get your hearts ready. Amen, get your minds ready. Amen, we're going to have a word of prayer on tonight to sanctify the line.
The
amen.
Recording has started.
Glory to God, if you would, let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen, glory be to God. Just one little stanza of this song. Amen. The song says, I need thee. Oh, I need thee. Yeah. Every hour, need oh, bless me now, my Savior. To thee, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, Father, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you tonight, we bless, glory to God, we bless your name tonight, we bless you tonight, glory to God, we bless you tonight, hallelujah. For your goodness, for your grace, we bless you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight. Glory to God for all that you've done. We bless you tonight for just who you are. Father, we bless you tonight. Glory to God, we bless you for all that you've done for us, your people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless your holy name on tonight. Father, we're coming in tonight, oh God. We're coming with thanksgiving in our hearts. We're coming with the praise upon our lips. Glory to God, give you thanks, giving your praise on tonight. Giving your praise, oh God, because you've been good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And Father, we just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you, glory to God, that you've kept us all night long. We're thanking you tonight for you kept us over the highways, danger seen and unseen, Father, but you kept us. And for this, we want to give you thanks. We just want to give you praise. Thank you, glory be to God. We thank you, glory be to God, that there's not been any untimely deaths, oh God. For this, we praise you. For this, we give you thanks on tonight. We thank you tonight, glory to God, for you have the whole world in your hand. And we're thanking you tonight, glory to God, because, oh God, what concerns us concerns you. Father, you said by your word that we could come before your throne of grace. You said, oh God, that we could come boldly, oh God, and we're coming tonight reverently before your throne on tonight. We're coming on tonight giving you thanks, glory to God. We're coming to hallelujah. We're coming giving you praise on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for one more day. We thank you, glory to God, for another opportunity to come into your presence. We thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for your mercies, oh God, for your sure mercies toward us, your people. We thank you tonight, glory to God. And as we're coming on tonight, we're coming, glory to God, we're coming nations to nations. We're coming, oh God, from country to country. We're coming, glory to God, from community to community on tonight. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, from our several places. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. Look upon this line. Look upon these airways. Look upon us on tonight, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that you will look not upon us in your wrath, oh God, but in your tender mercies, in your loving kindness on tonight. Look upon us, glory to God, and we're asking that you would have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon each and every one of us on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would look upon us, oh God. Oh God, and forgive us of our sin. Forgive us on tonight of our iniquities. Glory to God. We're asking that you would, oh glory. We're asking that you would cleanse us yet again. Cleanse us through and through. Cleanse us, oh God. Hallelujah. Let the fire, oh God, the fire throne, oh God, let it fall fresh upon us, Father, and cleanse us and sanctify us on tonight. Sanctify us by thy fire. Sanctify us by thy word on tonight. In thy mighty name, Jesus, we're asking you on tonight, oh God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew within us, oh God, a right spirit. In thy precious name on tonight, Father, we're asking that you would look upon the hearts of your people. Look upon each and every heart on tonight. Each and every situation on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would look upon us, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, look upon us tonight. Look upon every situation. Father, we're asking that you will move by your spirit, move by your anointing, move by your fire on tonight, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking on tonight that you will heal. We're asking that you will move in healing, for you are the God that healeth on tonight. And Father, we're asking, glory to God, we're asking that you will move and heal on tonight. Heal in the bodies, heal in the mind, heal in the soul, heal in the spirit on tonight, in thy precious name. Jesus, you are the God of healing, oh God, and healing is the children's bread. And Father, we're asking on tonight, we're asking, glory to God, to look upon the total man, look upon the total man on tonight. Father, make whole by your spirit on tonight. Every wrong, make it right. In thy precious name, Jesus, Father, we're asking that you do it on tonight. Father, draw us nearer unto thee. Draw us nearer unto thee on tonight, oh God. You are Jehovah Shammah. Father, draw us nearer. Glory to God. You all glory to God, your presence. Nearer unto your presence on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would do it. Give us a closer walk with thee in thy precious name, oh God. Glory be to God on tonight, Father. We're asking, glory to God, move in provision. For you are our Jehovah Jireh. You are, glory to God, our provider. Father, provide on tonight. Provide on tonight. Glory to God. Someone on tonight, glory to God, preparing their last meal on tonight. Father, but you are the provider. Glory to God, and what concerns us concern you. And Father, we're asking that you will move by your spirit and move by your
anointing. Father, and we're asking that you will sanctify us yet again. Sanctify us whole. Sanctify us through and through. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for sanctifying us, oh God. Thank you for making your way plain unto us. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We're thanking you for your peace. Thanking you for your righteousness, oh God. Thanking you, Jehovah Nisi, for your cover, your shield us, your people. In thy precious name, Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you for your great salvation. Thanking you for your great love towards us, your people. Father, we ask you on tonight. We're asking that you would stir us yet again. Stir us on the inside. Stir us tonight. Stir us, oh God. Oh, glory to God. Give us an encounter on tonight. Oh, God, move tonight. Move tonight. Move tonight in that precious name, oh God. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Oh, God, every nation on tonight, every situation, every circumstance, we lift before you on tonight. And we're thanking you for strength tonight. Thank you for strengthening your people. Thank you for strength on tonight in that precious name, oh God. And, Father, we're asking this night, Father, that you will move upon your servant tonight. Move upon the man of God. Glory to God. Move even now in thy precious name, Jesus. Strengthen, oh God, touch from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you for your word. Cause your word to come forth. Have recourse on tonight. Do what you will in the midst of us, Father. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you glory on tonight. We thank you for your word, oh God, that comes forth on tonight, Father. Glory to God, we declare, we decree, oh God, according to thy word, oh God, that it shall not return unto you void. But Father, we're thanking you on tonight that your word shall fall on good ground. And we're thanking you tonight. We're blessing you tonight. We're honoring you tonight. Father, we're glorifying you on tonight. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. And Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross on tonight. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Father, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, God, we thank you for your precious Holy Ghost. Oh, God, that you've given unto us to lead, guide, and direct us in all of our ways. Father, we thank you now. We humbly submit to your will and your will alone. Father, we say, have your way in the midst of us. Cause your glory to be revealed. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all of these things. Now, Father, glory to God, we do forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid backlash even now in the name of Jesus. We forbid retaliation even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. For these things, we do pray. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight, amen on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, the glory of the Lord, amen, be revealed unto us, his people, amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you, people of God. Thank you for coming on in, amen. Thank you for coming on in, amen, to be a part of this Prayer News Network Global, amen. Thank God for you, amen. Thank you for inviting someone to come and be with us on tonight. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Don't forget to invite someone, amen, to come and to be a part, amen, of what the Lord is doing on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Now we're going to ask Sister Mary, amen, Jesus, if she would, amen, come forth with our scripture reading on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Sister Mary Holland, glory to God. Press star 6. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Giving honor to God, thanking him for allowing us to be back on the prayer line tonight, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our PNN advisors, to our PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading tonight will be taken from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, the 33rd through the 58th verse. Be not deceived, evil communication corrupt good manners. Sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. For some man would say, how are the dead raised up, and with what barter do they come? Thy food, that which thou sowest, is not quickened, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that barter that shall be a bare grain. It may chance of wheat or some other grain. But God giveth it a barter as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own barter. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the star, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is out of earth, earthly. The second man is out of the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of God's holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Mary. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful to the Lord for, amen, all that he's done. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord, people of God, because the Lord is literally feeding us. Amen. Every time we come to this line, people of God, we got to know we're being changed. Amen. We are being changed. Amen. Glory be to God. Into his image. Into his likeness. Amen. Glory be to God. We are being, glory be to God, transformed. Amen. If you're coming with the right spirit, if you're coming, yielded before the Lord.
This session is no longer being recorded.
No, amen, Jesus, that we are being changed. Amen.
The recording has started.
We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen, Jesus, for the change. Amen. Somebody else say, God, thank you for the change. Amen. Glory to God. You might not be able to see it, but it's happening. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And as we stated, people of God, we realize, amen, Jesus, that several of you, amen, been in the service already on today. We're not going to hold you long. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But tonight, amen, we're so grateful. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. Even on last night, amen, the man of God came and shared the word. Amen. We're so grateful, amen, that his schedule has allowed, amen, for him to come back again, amen, and bless the people of God. Amen. People of God, we want you to go ahead again and send out a couple of text messages and let the people know, amen, Jesus, that there is a word from the Lord. Amen. Invite them to come and hear. Amen. And people of God, it's none other than, amen, one of our co-hosts on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We know that you were blessed on last night. Amen. And we have come back for more. Amen. Glory be to God. So get your plates again. Get your plates Amen. Glory to God. Rake it out. Rake your food over to the other side. Amen, Jesus. And get ready to be filled on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, by way of Athens, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. One of our own PNN advisors. Amen. And co-host on tonight, people of God, we want you to receive tonight, Minister Emmanuel Holmes. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Woman of God. Amen. To our visionary founder, amen, of the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. We do give honor to God, to all the people of God. Amen. To each and every one of you, amen, that are listening, tuning in this night. Amen. And taking the time to
muted.
Amen. To hear what thus saith the Lord. As we know, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we know, where one or two are touching and agree, and God said he would be in the midst. And we know that God is in the midst of us. Amen. He shall help us in that right early. Truly, the Lord, he is our strength. He is our keeper. He is our provider. Amen. Everything that we need. And we just so grateful just to be back, amen, in your hearing just one more time. Amen. We thank God, amen, for blessing us. Amen. Just to be able to speak a word for the Lord. Amen. In a time such as this, as is forestated, we came to you last night. Amen. Out of God's word. Amen. Letting us know that we have reasons to go on. Amen. God began to let us know we have reasons to go on. Amen. All you have to do is stop and count your blessings. Amen. And you will see, amen, that you have enough reasons to go on with the Lord. Amen. So we praise God tonight. Amen. We're not going to be for you very long. Amen. We are going to be mindful of your time. Realize that many have to get up early in the morning for work. Amen. However your time frame is, but yet we want to be wise and use wisdom and temperance. Amen. In all things. Amen. So, amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Amen. To acknowledge God. Our Father God, to give every good and perfect gift. We humbly thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for these dying people, God. We thank you for this is a great people, God. Oh, God, we stand before your people. We pray that you will help us and teach us how to come in and out before your people. Father God, we pray that you will give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding of your word. Father God, we pray that you will deliver your word through these lips of clay. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, I decrease while you increase. Move self out the way. Completely move me out the way, and you go, God, you completely have your way. You take over. You take control. Do it what it is that you want to do tonight. Let a soul be saved. Let a sick body be healed. Let the weak be strengthened. Encourage hearts of men everywhere in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you do these things for your name's sake. We'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We bless God. Amen. For his goodness and his mercy. Amen. We're going to take our scripture text tonight. Amen. Coming from the book of St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Once again, tonight we're going to take our scripture text from the book of St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Amen. And while you're getting, amen, amen, your Bibles and, amen, the scripture, it's a little piece of song that I want to sing to tie in to what the Lord has given me tonight. I don't know all the words of it, but I'm going to just sing a portion of what I know, and it's by Shirley Caesar, and the song is, He's Working It Out For You. The song says, though the pressures of life seem to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned. And he's working it out for you. Though the pressures of life seem to weigh you down, and you don't know just which way to go, God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. He's working it out. You don't have to worry. He's working it out for you. God cares. I'm so glad to know he cares. And he's working it out for you. He's working it out. You don't have to carry these burdens alone. He's working it out for you. God cares. I'm so glad to know he cares. And he's working it out for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe it tonight? Do you believe it tonight that God cares and he's working it out for you? Glory be to God. It says, though the pressure of life seems to weigh you down and you don't know, amen, which way to go. Amen. The bills are due. Amen. And your body, your health is failing you. But God cares and he's concerned about you and he's working it out. Hallelujah. He's working it out for you. Amen. We're living in, amen, a trying time. We're living in, amen, tribulation time. Amen. Where we all are being tested. Amen. We're all being tried in the fire. Amen. We spoke to you last night that the enemy wants us just to, amen, throw in the towel and just walk away and give up and feel as though we can't endure, that we can't take it anymore. Amen. Songwriter said, amen, my strength just walked out the door. Amen. But one thing about it, God is a God that he will renew your strength. Amen. If you learn to wait on God, amen, he will renew your strength because, amen, God cares and he's working it out for you. Amen. Though the pressure of life, amen, that's the part about it, though the pressure of life, seems to weigh you down. Amen. Let me tell you something. The pressures of life, it don't have no respect to person. Amen. It don't matter who you are. Amen. The pressures of life will come, amen, and try to overtake you. Amen. But God said that he will keep us in perfect peace. He who keeps his mind stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. Amen. The pressure of life, amen, it seems to squeeze us. It seems like it's squeezing the very life out of us sometimes. Amen. It seems like we're being smashed. Amen. We're being crushed. Amen. But God, amen, he knows how much we can bear. Glory be to God. The pressures of life, amen, will try, amen, to stop our praise. The pressures of life will cause us, amen, to go and run and sit in a corner. Amen. But God, he, man, he's working it out for you. Amen, the bills are due, and your money is low, amen, the pastor beginning to pray tonight, amen, I said, Lord, that's confirmation, she said, somebody's preparing, amen, for their last meal tonight, amen, after you eat the last meal tonight, amen, all the food is gone, amen, but the pressures of life, I want you to know in the midst of the pressure, God is working it out for you, amen, why, because God cares, and I'm so glad he cares, amen, he cares enough, amen, to work it out for you and I, amen, somebody, amen, the car is on empty, you ain't got gas money to get to work, amen, but God cares, and he's working it out for you, watch God work it out, watch God make a way, amen, out of no way, he'll make a way in the wilderness, he'll make a way in the desert. Won't God do it? Won't he do it tonight? Amen. In the wilderness, amen, it's a dry place, amen, amen, in the wilderness, there's not much life, in the wilderness, amen, in the desert, it's hot and dry, amen, it's not, amen, any flow of water, amen, not much flow of water, going through the desert, but God uses these places, these desolate places, these dry places, and and God begin to say, I will make a way in the wilderness and even in the desert. God said, I will cause life. I will cause a flow to come into these dry places. Amen. Even in your life tonight, you may be in a dry place in your life, but God said, I will cause a flow to come your way. I will breathe on you the breath of life, and you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. Glory be to God. The pressures of life, amen, it's a real thing. But how many of you know that God will see you through? How many of you know that God, he's a burden bearer? We're not glorifying the pressure. We're not glorifying, amen, amen, what we're going through. But what we are glorifying is knowing that God, he's right there in the midst of the fire. God said, when you go through the fire, you shall not be burned. When you go through the flood, it shall not overtake you. Glory be to God. That's what we're glorifying in, God. That's what we're glorifying in. We're glorifying in, amen, that we may be in the midst of a situation. We may be in the midst of a test, but we can glorify, amen, and know that our God, he's a great God. Our God is a deliverer. He will deliver us. The Hebrew boys begin to tell Nebuchadnezzar, amen, the God that we serve, he's able to deliver us out of your hands, amen. But if he don't deliver us, we still know that he's able to deliver us. But this one thing we know, that he will deliver us out of your hand. They said if he don't deliver us out of this fire, one thing we do know, that he will deliver us out of your hands. That's what we're magnifying. That's what we're rejoicing. That God will show up in the midst of our destitute situation. We have destitute situations. Amen. We're desperate. Amen. The songwriter said, I need you now. Amen. I need you now. Yesterday I needed you. Amen. A week ago I needed you. But Lord, I need you right now. I'm desperate right now. I'm destitute right now. I'm desperate for your help, Lord. I need you right now. Not tomorrow. Not next week. Not a month later. But I need you right now. Not another hour. Not another minute. Not another second. But right now. Right now. I need you, Lord. I need the Lord. Glory be to God. Somebody picked it up into the words of a song. Said, if I ever needed the Lord before, I sure do need him now. How about you tonight, people of God? How about you on the line tonight? Do you need the Lord tonight? Do you need the Lord right now? Or you can wait till tomorrow. Or you can wait till next week. I can't wait till next week. I can't even wait till tomorrow. I need him right now. Right now, he is a right now God. He said, I will call, amen, when I call, he will answer, while I yet call, and while I yet speak, glory be to God, the Lord will be right there, he's going to show up, amen, he said, call on me, and I will show you great and mighty things that you know not of, for we know, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run up into it, and they are saved. David picked it up, Psalm 61. When my heart is overwhelmed, we're talking about that pressure again. When my heart is overwhelmed, sometimes the devil will try to overload us. It's like a circuit breaker. If you put too much juice, if you plug too many things up at one time. It blows the circuit. It shuts everything down. Glory be to God. And you got to go back and reset that circuit. You got to push that reset button in order for things to come back into operation. Same way with you and I. Sometimes the enemy, which is the devil, he tries to overload us. And sometimes life, amen, life itself will cause us to be overloaded. We got too much, amen, on our plate. We're trying to handle so many things. We're trying to juggle life. We're trying to juggle this. We're trying to balance this. We're trying to balance that. And just face it, so many times we get overloaded with the cares of this life. But glory be to God. When the cares of this life come to choke us out, I'm reminded of the sower. He sowed seeds. Some seeds fell upon good ground. Other seeds fell upon stony ground. And when they rose, when they begin to grow up, the thorns begin to choke them out, and they died. Well, that's like you and I. Sometimes life, like thorns, will try to choke us out, and choke us. It'll try to choke the very breath out of our body. Glory be to God. Why you think men are falling out with heart attacks? My Bible tell me men's hearts are failing them because of fear and looking on the things that's to come. Men's hearts are failing them because of fear. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, not only the men of the world, but the enemy trying to cause church people, trying to cause saints to have heart attacks. The devil is a liar. He's trying to cause this one to have a heart attack. Your heart capacity, your heart is skipping beats. Your heart is beating fast. Why? Because that heart is overloaded with the cares of this life. You're worried about your children. You're worried about your bills. You're worried about this. And you're worried about that. And your heart, amen, could take only but so much. And if you're not careful, if you're not prayerful, you'll find yourself falling out with a heart attack. But we rebuke that spirit tonight. We rebuke every sign of a heart attack. We rebuke every numbness that's running through your body, that's running up and down your arm. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We send it back to the pit. We denounce the works of the enemy. You shall not have no dominion over our bodies. Glory be to God. He said in his word, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. I know sometimes it's easier said than done. But if you believe God, you're going to do everything in your power to rest in the Lord and to wait patiently for him, knowing that God, he will show up and on time. He's never too late, never too early, but he's an on-time God. He may not come, amen, all the time. The moment you think he should come, or when you feel like he should come, but this one thing that I do know, he will come, and when he come, it's going to be right on time. He's going to show up, even if it's 1 second before the deadline, even if it's 1 second before the clock, amen, goes off, he's going to show up. Hallelujah, glory be to God. The presence of life, amen, seem to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to go. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. He's working it out. You don't have to worry. You don't have to carry that burden, because he's working it out for you. God cares. I'm so glad to know that he really cares. And he's working it out, huh? Just for you, huh? He did it for me, huh? He's doing it for you, huh? God wants you to know tonight, huh? He's working it out, huh? He got it all in control, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Our scripture text tonight, huh? Amen. Huh? St. Matthew, huh? The 14th chapter, huh? Amen. We're going to just read, huh? Amen. St. Matthew, huh? The 14th chapter, huh? Begin with the 22nd verse, huh? Amen. It reads, huh? In straightway, huh? Jesus commanded, constrained his disciples, huh? Amen. To get into, amen, a ship, huh? And to go, huh? Before him unto the other side, huh? While he sent the multitude away, huh? And when he had sent the multitude to the way, huh? He went into a mountain, huh? Apart to pray, huh? And when the evening, huh? Was come, huh? He was there alone, huh? But amen. But the ship, huh? Was now in the midst, huh? Of the sea, huh? Tossed with waves, huh? For the wind was very contrary, huh? In the fourth watch, huh? Of the night, huh? Jesus went unto them, huh? Walking on the water, huh? Amen. Jesus, huh? Begin to get on, amen, huh? Told the amen, the disciples, huh? Amen, to get on the ship, huh? Amen, they got on the ship, huh? But Jesus went, huh? Jesus went alone to pray, huh? Jesus walked off, huh? He didn't lead them, huh? He just went to commune with the Father, huh? The Bible says he went to pray, huh? Amen, as he went to pray, huh? The ship, huh? Glory be to God, huh? The ship began, huh? Amen, to coast out into the water, huh? The ship wasn't anchored, huh? Amen. See, that's what it is, huh? When you're not anchored, huh? When your soul, is not anchored in the Lord, huh? You will surely, drift away, huh? That's what happened to the boat, huh? Amen. The disciples, were in the boat, waiting on Jesus, to return, huh? But while they were waiting, amen, something, began to transpire, pressure, begin to arise, they were under pressure, when the boat, began to drift out, into the sea, into the water, somebody says, there's a storm out, on life ocean, and it's moving, this whole way, if your soul, is not anchored in Jesus, you will surely, no matter who you are, life pressure, don't have no respect of person, you can be the preacher, if you're not anchored in the Lord, you will drift away, you can be the deacon, but if your soul, is not anchored in God, you will surely, drift away, you can be the missionary, amen, but if your soul, is not anchored in Jesus, you will, drift away. You could be the usher at the door, but if your soul is not anchored in Jesus, you will be moved. Glory be to God. But we got to make up in our mind, I shall not be moved. I shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. I shall not be moved. That tree is anchored. It's anchored, down in the earth, it has taken root, its roots have taken, amen, into the earth, amen, the roots, have gone way down, into the heart of the earth, amen, and that tree is planted, amen, it's anchored, glory be to God, I know you got trees, when the storm come, amen, trees fall, because they amen. They're not anchored. Their roots are not deep in the ground. Their roots amen, are surface level. Glory be to God. They're covered up with shallow dirt. And when the storm comes, when the wind blows, that tree, because it's not anchored, the wind knocks it over. It falls. Glory be to God. But we got to be anchored in the Lord. We got to get rooted and grounded in Jesus. We got to get rooted us, rooted and grounded in Jesus, that we don't be moved away from the hope of the gospel. Glory be to God. Life pressure is real. Life pressure is real. And let me tell you something. You are not exempt. I don't care what you do in the church. You are not exempt from life pressure. Glory be to God. But one thing about it, no matter what you're going through, no matter what we encounter, we got the Lord on our side. We got the Almighty God. We got the Deliverer. We got a very present help in trouble. The disciples, they were on the water, and they realized that they were in trouble. Glory be to God. Amen. The ship began to drift on out, out into the sea, out into the midst of the water. There they were, sitting out on the water. Glory be to God. But Jesus, oh, glory be to God. Somebody say, here come my Jesus. Stepping right in. Here come my Jesus. Stepping right in when I need him most. When I need him most, here come my Jesus. And the disciples, they was out on the water. Glory be to God. And my Bible tell me, glory be to God. And in the fourth watch of the night, the 25th verse, and in the fourth night, amen, of the night, in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them. Amen. Walking on water. Oh, look at Jesus. Jesus coming to their rescue. They're in the water. But look at Jesus. He's walking on the water. Amen. That trouble that you're faced with tonight. Jesus is walking on top of that trouble, that burden that you're bearing. Here comes Jesus walking on that burden. He come to conquer it. He come to conquer it. He said, death and hell. He said, I gave him power over death and hell. I got the power over death and hell. In other words, I conquered it. I conquered the grave. I conquered trouble. I conquered confusion. I got the power over these things. Glory be to God. Your situation that you're faced with tonight, Jesus come to let you know, I'm walking on it. I got the devil under my feet. I got all of these bills, all of your bills. Jesus said, I got them under my feet. Amen. Your burdens, amen. Your concerns about your children. Jesus said, I got them under my feet. I triumph over them. I'm triumph. I triumph over them. I got victory over these things. I got power over these things. I got power over sickness. Sickness, it got to come in subjection to the will of God in the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Depression, it got to flee under the unction in the force of God. At the name Jesus, demons and devils got to flee at the name Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Burdens got to roll away. When I call on the Lord, he will come. Oh, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus got these things under his feet. He's walking over top of them. Glory be to God. And that's what you and I got to do. We got to rise above trouble. We got to rise above burdens. We got to rise above, amen, whatever it is that the devil's trying to put on you. Glory be to God. Whatever the devil's trying to put on you, you can shake it off tonight. Why? Because God has given us the power to tread on serpents, to tread on scorpions. Amen. Above the powers of the enemy. Glory be to God. And he said, and by his name, nothing by any means shall hurt you. Glory be to God. Because God has given you the power. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory. I didn't even know. Didn't even know I was going to get amen all into this like this tonight. But I feel this message. Jesus is walking. amen, over your problems. Jesus is walking on top of, meaning he conquered it already. Amen, that thing, that situation that you're faced with tonight, Jesus said, I have already conquered it. I have already overcome the world. I have already given you the victory over it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it shall not have dominion over you any longer. Glory be to God. If you believe God right now, you ought to give him a praise. Give God a right now praise. Hey, glory be to God. Give God a praise that you know he's bringing you out. Give God a praise that you know he's seeing you through. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to try to get through this message. Amen. As quick as I can. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the water. See, the water was a problem for them. The water was a situation for them. Amen. Here it was. They was out. Amen. On all this water. Amen. They said, Lord, Master, amen. In so many words, I can't drink all this water. Amen. We are perishing all this water. Glory be to God. But Jesus came walking on the water. The very thing that was, amen, amen, troubling to them. Amen. Being out in the midst of the water was troubling to them. Amen. They were troubled. Amen. Amen. Being, amen, on the water. Out through on the water, but that very thing that was vexing them, Jesus began to walk on top of it. Jesus began to walk on the water, amen, and come to the disciples. And when the disciples, amen, saw him walking on the water, amen, on the sea, they were troubled, saying, is it a spirit? And they cried out, amen, for fear. Glory be to God. When they saw Jesus walking on the sea, the Bible says, amen, they were troubled. Amen, there go another problem. Amen. First, they was out on the water. Amen. Now, amen, amen. They were fearful. They were troubled. Amen. See, burdens on top of burdens. Amen. The burdens begin to pile up in their lives. Just like you and I. We ain't just dealing with one burden. Amen. But burdens seem to come after, amen. Burden after burden. Situation after situation. Concerns after concerns. Amen. They begin to add up. Amen. They begin to mount up in our lives. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. If it was just one thing, one thing troubling you is bad enough. But when you get three or four things troubling you, amen, that leads, amen, to all kinds of health issues. That leads to, amen, nervous breakdowns. Amen. But we rebuke all these, amen, things in the name of Jesus. We rebuke nervous breakdowns. We rebuke heart attacks. We rebuke strokes, amen. We rebuke, amen, heart problems tonight. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We called, amen, this body to line up with the will of God. We called our heart tonight to line up with the will of God. We called blood, high blood pressure to line up, amen, with the will of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Aneurysms. We add God. Hallelujah. Hey, glory be to God. That's what the devil wants. He wants you to fall out with an aneurysm. He wants you, amen, your blood, a vessels to bust in your head, but the devil is a liar, amen. God said he will keep me in perfect peace. Glory be to God. Amen. He said, no evil shall come nigh thy dwelling. Amen. It shall not overtake thee. Glory be to God. Speak God's word tonight. Speak the word of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Earlier this week myself. Amen. Like I said, trials and tribulations. Don't have no respect of person. Amen. Earlier this week myself. Amen. I begin to, amen, feel heart pain. Amen. Like I was having heart pain. Like I was having chest pains. I said, the devil, you are a liar. I said, the blood of Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I begin to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. The devil is a liar. I refuse to fall out with a heart attack. I refuse to let the devil overload my heart. Overload my, say, amen, my heart. It calls me, amen. 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 I rebuke it. I rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. That's what the devil wants. But amen, the devil don't get no glory. The devil ain't gonna get no glory. God gets the glory tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. And I know sometimes these things do happen in our lives because of us. Sometimes we don't take care of our bodies like we should. Sometimes we don't do the things that we need to do. Amen. To keep our bodies functioning correctly. Amen. And yes, amen. Things will happen. The consequences for us not doing, amen, the right things to our body. Amen. Our body is the temple of God. Amen. The temple of the Holy Ghost, which dwells in you. You got to take care of the temple of God, meaning your body. Amen. You got to eat the right things. Stop eating all these things that you know are bad for you. Stop eating all this stuff that's going to clog your arteries. Stop eating all these collard greens. Amen. Greasy collard greens. Amen. All these things that's going to clog your arteries and your pores. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Stop eating all this, amen, high blood pressure food. Amen. Stuff that you know going to run your blood pressure up. Amen. But you just keep on eating it because it's so good. Oh, it's just so good. Oh, I can't stop. I can't. Oh, it's just temptation. Amen. Well, you're asking for trouble. Amen. You're asking for trouble. Amen. But there are some things that we can eliminate. Amen. As much as possible with the help of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. God wants us to do all that we can do. Amen. To maintain. And after you have done all you can do, to stand. Amen. God says stand, meaning that's where he's going to come in and he's going to do the rest. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Some of us, amen, we have, amen, these conditions. Amen. That's continuously lingering. And sometimes they're growing worse because we're not taking care of ourselves. We're not doing the right things that we need to do. Amen. We're not, amen, doing what, amen, can help us to prevent. We're not exercising. Amen. We're not exercising. Amen. We're not going out and walking up and down the street to get exercise, to get cardio for our heart. Glory be to God. And yet, we're just sitting there and our hearts are getting clogged up. Our arteries are getting clogged up. Glory be to God. Amen. Like our fourth thing, we're sitting there, we're using all this salt that you know ain't good for you. Amen. The food is already seasoned, but you just got to have it that when you sit down to the table, you just got to pick up the salt bottle and dump more salt on the food. Amen. Causing you, amen, yourself to have high blood pressure. Your blood pressure way sky high. Before you know it, you're getting dizzy. Before you know it, your eyes, your vision is becoming blurry. Because your pressure is sky high. Glory be to God. But leave the salt alone. If salt is temptation to you, you ought to throw the salt out the window. Flush it down the toilet. Get it out your house. All these things that's going to cause you to have high blood pressure. Get it out your house. Glory be to God. Sugar diabetes. Amen. You know you already on the borderline, or sugar diabetes, but you keep eating the cake, that chocolate-filled cake, amen, that double chocolate cake, amen, you keep on eating, all those sweet things, that you know, is going to cause your sugar level to rise, amen, amen, but God, he gives us wisdom, God, he teaches us, to let us know, to abstain, from these things, that will harm us. Glory be to God. Amen. There's some things that God has given us the power to do. There's some things that God has given us the ability, amen, for us to handle. Whether we do it or not, glory be to God, but there's some things, that we have no choice, amen, songwriter said, if I was in control of my life, I would choose, what I would go through, but I'm not in control, of my life, sometimes life, it offers you lemons, glory be to God, sometimes life, it brings things to you, it catches you by surprise. It catch you off guard. You wasn't expecting this. Amen. You wasn't looking for this. But it just came your way. It just happened. Amen. To fall your lot. But how many of you know that God knows how much we can bear? And he'll put no more upon us than that we're able to bear. Whatever you're going through tonight, because God knows you can bear it. You were chosen for this test. You were chosen, huh, for what you're going through, huh? Glory be to God, huh? What you're going through, huh? The next person, huh, may not be able to bear it, huh? But God giving it to you, huh, because he knows, huh, that you're strong enough, huh, to go through this, huh? God knows, huh, amen, what you're going through, huh, is only going to bring you closer, huh, closer to him, huh, just a closer walk with thee, huh? Glory be to God, huh? He knows how much, huh, we can bear, huh? Instead of getting bitter, huh, we ought to get better, huh? Instead of getting bitter, huh, amen, with what we're going through, huh? Amen, amen, life, huh? It causes us sometimes, huh, to become bitter, huh? Bitter with God, huh? Bitter with everybody, huh? We become so bitter, huh? We're bitter, we go to the job, huh? We're just so bitter, huh? We came around our families, huh? We're so bitter, huh? We come to church, huh? We're so bitter, huh? Why? Because life, huh? Amen, the pressures of life, huh, has caused us, huh, to become bitter, huh? Glory be to God, huh? But instead of getting bitter, huh, you ought to get better, huh? Glory be to God, huh? When you come around your family, huh, your attitude is better, huh? When you come around your workplace, huh, amen, your attitude is better, huh? When you go to church, huh, your attitude is better, huh? Why? Because, huh, you chose to be better, huh, and not bitter, huh? You chose to rejoice in God, huh? In all things give thanks, huh? That's what you chose to do, huh? Amen, Paul said, huh? For I glory, huh, in my infirmities, huh, that the power of Christ, huh, may rest upon me, huh? Paul also picked it up, huh, and said these light afflictions, huh, amen, that we do bear, huh? Hey, glory, huh? They're heavy to us, huh? But Paul compared it, huh, amen, with God, huh? He said these light afflictions, huh, amen, are not worthy, huh, to be compared, huh, to the glory, huh, that shall be revealed, huh, in us, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Amen, God's going to get the glory, huh, out of what you're going through, huh? God's going to give you glory, huh? God's going to get the glory, huh, out of what you're going through, huh? Amen, huh? And God's going to give you the joy, huh? Amen, for going through it, huh? Weeping may endure for a night, huh? Amen, but joy, huh, cometh in the morning, huh? God said, I'll wipe away, huh, every tear from your eyes, huh? Hallelujah, God, huh? You may be crying, huh? Crying yourself to sleep at night, huh? Pillow wet with tears, huh? But call on the name of the Lord, huh? And he'll come down, huh, and wipe the tears, huh, from your eyes, huh? Do I got a witness tonight, huh? You ain't got to keep crying, huh? Because God is going to see you through, huh? They that sow in tears, huh, shall reap in joy, huh? You may be sowing in tears right now, huh? But God, huh, is going to turn your weeping, huh, into dancing, huh? He's going to turn your weeping, huh, into praise, huh? They that sow in tears, huh, shall reap in joy, huh? Glory be to God, huh? Your tears, huh, is only fertilizing, huh? Your tears, huh, is only watering, huh, what you're going through, huh? See, grass can't grow, huh, without water, huh? A plant can't grow, huh, without water, huh? It needs water to grow, huh? And when you sow tears, huh, you're watering your amen, huh? You're watering what's about to happen, huh? You're watering, huh, what's about to take place, huh? Something has got to come out of this, huh? Something good, huh, is going to produce from this, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? Amen. If I would tell you, huh, some of the things I've been through, huh, in my life, huh, you would say, huh, Minister Emmanuel, huh, you never seemed like, huh, you went through that, huh, but oh yes, huh, I've been through some things, huh, in my short span of life, huh, I've been through some trials, huh, that an ordinary grown man, huh, wouldn't be able to have went through, huh, but God chose me, huh, to go through some of the things, huh, that I went through, huh, I didn't think I was strong enough, huh, I didn't think I could endure it, huh, but God, he saw me through, he brought me out, all right, he brought me out, all right, and I'm standing here today, all all because God's grace and mercy. I'm standing here all because of him. Hallelujah, God. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, tell me where would I be? I would be like a ship without a sail. I would be tossed to and fro. Glory be to God. Amen. When the enemy wanted me to have a nervous breakdown, amen, the Lord kept my mind. The Lord kept me. He kept me. He kept my mind. When the enemy, amen, wanted me to commit suicide because the pressures of life, I felt like I couldn't stand. I couldn't take the pressures of life. It was too much for me to handle. And the enemy told me to commit suicide. Amen. Just to end it all. Because the pressure was too great. The pressure was more than I was willing to handle. But thanks be to God. God said live. God said live. When I saw thee polluted in our own blood. God said, yea, I say unto thee, live. Look and live, my brother. Look and live, my sister. Look to Jesus Christ and live. I want to leave some encouraging words with you. Brother, sister, you're going to make it through this test. You're going to get through this. Amen. I guarantee you, if you keep trusting God, you're going to make it some way, somehow. We're going to make it with Jesus on our side. Things will work out just fine. You're going to make it. Lift up your head, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, in the King of Glory shall come in. All you got to do is look and live tonight. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, not only from sin, but from your problems, from your burdens, from distress, from oppression, from depression. Hey, glory be to God. Whatever's ailing you tonight, if you could get enough strength to call on the name of Jesus, he'll come to your rescue, and he will save you. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. I'm out of time. I'm out of time. I didn't even get through this message. Amen. But God wants you to know he's working it out for you. Amen and amen. Amen. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, is it not a spirit? They cried out for fear. Amen. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Glory be to God. And Peter answered him, saying, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. Amen. So you have enough faith. You can walk on top of your problems. You can step over your situation. You can step over your circumstances. Faith in God. Amen. You will forget about your problems even there. And you will go on with Jesus just the same. Glory be to God. Amen. And Peter began to walk on water. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. When he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Amen. He cried, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore did thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to take our text, amen. We don't basically, amen, preach the word and everything, but we want to take our text from, amen, the 30th verse. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Amen. Amen. And that's our text tonight. Our topic tonight would be, help, Lord, save me. Help. Hey, glory be to God. Lord, save me. Let me tell you something. The word help is a cry. Amen. Peter began to cry. The Bible says he cried. Amen. Unto the Lord. He cried saying, Lord, save me. Amen. That was the cry. Help was the cry. Amen. But the plea was, Lord, save me. Amen. The plea was, Lord, save me. He cried with his mouth. He said, Layman, help. Amen. But his plea was, Lord, save me. He wanted to be saved. Amen. He didn't want to drown in all that water. Amen. Because the Bible says he got afraid and he began to sink. He was in the middle of the sea. Amen. And amen. Water was all around him. Amen. But the Bible says he got afraid and he began to sink. Isn't that just like you and I? Amen. When we realize that we're in the midst of the fire, when we realize, amen, that we are in the midst of trouble, amen, sometimes we do get afraid. Sometimes we get worried, and we don't, amen, we're not sure what to do. Amen, and we begin to take our eyes and our mind off of Jesus and put it on our situation. We put it on, amen, our problem, amen, and it causes us to get weak. It causes us to sink. Even it causes us sometimes to start losing faith in God. Amen, because we, amen, begin to wonder, amen, is God going to come through? We begin to wonder, is God going to help me through this situation? But what you and I need to do tonight, we need to cry unto the Lord and say, hey, Lord, save me. Glory be to God. In the midst of what you're going through tonight, it's trying to cause you to sink. Amen. It's trying to take you under. It's trying to pull you under the sea. But you ought to cry tonight like Peter did. When you find yourself sinking, when you find yourself going down, you ought to cry with a loud voice and say, help, Lord, save me. Hallelujah. Amen. And I never seen nobody in trouble cute about it. Help me, help me. Amen. You were destitute. You're desperate. You need, amen, help. Because you know if you don't get help at that moment, amen, something dangerous is going to happen. Something terrible, amen, is about to take place. Amen. So he came and you ought to cry unto the Lord tonight and ask the Lord, help, Lord. Help, save me. Help, save me, Lord. Amen. You ought to cry with a loud voice. Amen. If you cry with a loud voice, amen, immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. Amen, and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, amen, where did thou doubt it? Amen, you cry unto the Lord. The Lord will come immediately, save you and rescue you. Amen, and amen, lift you up. Glory be to God. You don't have to go under tonight. You don't have to go under. Amen, the seas, amen, don't have to overtake you. Amen, but you can go, amen, walk on in Jesus' name. You could go on, amen, with Jesus anyhow. Amen. My father used to sing a song that said, amen, hear my prayer, Lord, hear my prayer. I know you heard me, amen, pray so many times before, but I need you. If you don't come, I'll perish. Amen. If you don't come to my rescue, Lord, I'll sure be lost. Amen. And tonight we don't want to be lost. Amen. We don't have to be lost. Because God is willing to come to our rescue. The Bible says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand, amen, and lifted Peter up, rescued Peter, amen, from the sinking water. Glory be to God. Amen. I didn't get done this message tonight, but, amen, I'm just going to stop right there. I could continue on and on, but you heard enough tonight, amen, to get help from the Lord. Glory be to God. Psalm 1 said, God's love lifted me. When nothing else would help, God's love lifted me. It goes on and says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, he lifted me. Now save am I. I know God's love lifted me. Oh, yes, it did. God's love lifted me. When nothing else will help, God's love lifted me. Hallelujah. I'm standing here tonight only because of God's love. Amen. When I thought I couldn't, when I knew I couldn't, but I had somebody who could, who can. Amen. I had God, and then I began to cry out to the Lord with a loud voice, and I began to ask the Lord, help, Lord, save me. Amen. And today, amen, I'm saved because of God's love. Not only from sin am I saved. Yes, I am saved from sin, but not only saved from sin, but I'm saved from despair. I'm saved from the troubles of life because I cried unto the Lord. David said, this poor man cried unto the Lord, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. Tonight, the troubles that you have in your life, pressures of life, seem to weigh you down, and you don't know, amen, which way to go. God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. We bless God tonight for the word of God. Amen. I didn't finish it all, but amen, I'm going to just stop right there. Amen. People, God wants you to know you can make it through the storm. You can make it through the rain. You can make it through the trial and tribulation that you're going through and faced with right now, because God said, live. God said, when I saw thee polluted in thy own blood, he said, yea, I say unto thee, live. Amen. All you got to do is look and live. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Glory be to God. We praise God for the word tonight. Amen. After hearing the word of God, maybe somebody on the line, you feel like you're going under. You feel like you're sinking. Amen. And maybe you are sinking. It ain't just got to be a feeling. Maybe it's reality. The pressures of life just begin to beat you down. Amen. You just feel all beat up because of life pressures. Amen. Life just begin to just beat you up. But tonight, if you want to arise, you can arise out of that situation. You can arise out of defeat. You can arise out of anguish. You can arise, amen, out of brokenness. Amen, and let God put you back together again. Amen, tonight if there's somebody on the line, amen, you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, amen, you could come to the line tonight, amen, and call on the name of Jesus. Cry out to the Lord. Ask the Lord for help and ask the Lord to save you. And immediately Jesus will come and rescue you. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Is there one that want to be saved tonight? All you got to do is ask him to help you. Ask him, amen. You just ask the Savior to help you, and he will. Glory be to God. There's no other name given unto heaven whereby we must be saved but the name Jesus. Amen. There's some things mama can't do. There's some things daddy can't do. Amen. There's some things your uncle and your aunt, amen, can't do for you. You may call on them, amen, and they could come to your rescue for some things, but there are just some things that's out of their control. You got to turn to Jesus. You got to turn to Jesus with all your heart, and you got to ask the Savior to help you. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. If not, we thank God for the opportunity. Amen. Amen. If you go down, it's not because of God. Amen. It's a choice. You chose, amen, not to, amen, go God's way. You chose not to seek help from the Lord if you go down. Amen. But if you don't want to go down, choose God tonight. Choose life tonight. Glory be to God. He said, I set before thee this day, life or death. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Choose which one, amen, it is that you, amen, want. Life or death. I choose life tonight. I choose to live and live for Jesus. Glory be to God. Life's pressure. Hallelujah. We all, amen, are faced with something. And like somebody said, if you ain't going through nothing now, you just keep on living. You may not be going through nothing severe tonight, but you just keep on living. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Something's coming. Amen. But the songwriter says he's preparing me, amen, for something that I cannot handle. God is preparing me. Glory be to God. Amen. For what's to come. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But tonight, amen, Everyone has a cross. Amen. Amen. Every one of us have a cross to bear. You got a cross to bear. I got a cross to bear. Amen. The preacher got a cross to bear. Amen. The prayer warrior's got a cross to bear. Everyone got a cross to bear. Amen. Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No. There's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. Hallelujah. Take up your cross and follow Jesus tonight. Take up your cross. Amen. Bear your cross tonight and follow Jesus. Amen. Tonight, maybe someone on the line. Amen. You have a special prayer request tonight. Amen. We want to pray the prayer of faith. Amen. But you got to believe God, and you got to go to God for yourself. And you got to cry out to God with a loud voice and say, help, Lord, save me. And immediately, God will come to your rescue. Is there one tonight for special prayer request? Glory be to God. Amen. Is there one for special prayer request tonight? Amen. You can push *6. Come on over to the platform. Amen. We'll pray with you that your faith reach out to God. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Clarissa Johnson. I just want to get prayer for my husband, who's been diagnosed with cancer, Brother Brian Johnson, just for strength, because we know that it's already all right, because God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He didn't say the road was going to be easy, but we know that he is there with us. So I just want prayer for strength to endure and to go.
Amen.
Until the Lord brings us out.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We know that he can, and we know that he's with. Amen. God bless you. Any other prayer requests tonight? Anyone else? Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Amen. That needs the Lord. Amen. This is what we're talking about, life pressures. Amen. The pressure of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn. But God is concerned, and he's working it out for you. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Hallelujah. Pray for me. Amen. Pray for me. I need prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have someone on the line?
Amen. Minister Emmanuel. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Banjo.
Amen. God bless you. Enjoyed you tonight. Praise God. Amen. Just got a call. Amen. From a friend of ours. Amen. They had to rush. Amen. A friend of hers at the church. Amen. To the hospital. He was diagnosed with pneumonia. Amen. And his name is Leroy. Amen. And they asking, the wife is asking prayer for him. Amen. That they have to do another test, and hoping that that test, amen, reads another way. Amen. If not, then they're going to go ahead and admit him. Amen. But he called, amen, and wanted, amen, amen, prayer tonight. His name is Brother Leroy.
Amen. God bless his bond. Amen. God got it all in control. Glory be to God. Amen. We know God is able. Amen. These situations are big things for us. Amen. Yes, amen. They're big things for us. But for God, amen. Amen. God can just speak the word, and it shall be done. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, amen, we're going to, amen, take these prayer requests, amen, up before the Lord. We want you to believe God along as we pray. We want your faith to reach out and do like Peter did, amen, do like Peter did when he realized that he was going under. He began to cry with a loud voice, amen, and ask the Lord, help and save me. Lord, save me. Amen. And whatever it is tonight that's trying to cause you to think and trying to cause you to go under, amen, tonight I dare you to cry with a loud voice and ask the Lord to help you. And the Bible says, and immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. Glory be to God. Immediately, suddenly, all at once, instantly, Jesus came to the rescue. Amen. Do you believe that tonight, that he will come to your rescue immediately, speedily? Amen. He will. Amen. Let us go to God in prayer. Amen. For these prayer requests. Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for your spoken word. Father God, we thank you for faith in your word. Father God, you said faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father God, we heard your word tonight that was spoken. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We praise you in advance. Oh God, we thank you. We count it done right now. Father God, we thank you, oh God, how you conquered the death in the grave. How you conquered sickness. How you conquered depression. How you conquered bipolar. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you glory tonight. Oh God, we give you honor tonight. That's due unto your name. Oh God, your name is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same. The name of the Lord is worthy to be praised. Oh God, we choose to bless you tonight. Oh God, we choose to worship you tonight. Oh God, we realize everything may not be the way we desire. But Lord, we thank you that it's as well as it is. Realizing that it could be a lot worse. Our situation, it could be a lot worse. In the mighty name of Jesus, we could be laying up in the hospital tonight. We could be laying in the funeral home tonight. But Lord, you spared us, God. Oh God, we could be in a car accident. Oh God, but you made old death behave tonight. Oh God, we give you praise tonight. We realize tonight. Oh God, the things that we're going through. Oh God, you know all about it. You're aware of every situation, oh God, everything that we encounter in our lives, you already know about it, you knew about it before we knew about it, in the name of Jesus, oh God, there's nothing, that catches you by surprise, there's nothing, oh God, that you're not aware of, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we glorify you, even in our infirmities, we glory, in our infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh God, you said in your word, our light afflictions are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, through the test that we're going through right now, you're going to make us stronger. You're going to make us better. You're going to bring us out all right in the mighty name of Jesus. You're going to give us a praise. Oh God, we're going to take up the garment of heaviness, and we're going to put on the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. We're going to rise out of depression. We're going to rise out of heaviness tonight. We're going to look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you tonight, everything that we go through, it may not feel good, we may not like everything, but this one thing we do, we're going to bless you at all time, we're going to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, his mercy endure forever, hallelujah God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to you tonight in behalf of these prayer requests. Look on Sister Carissa Johnson. Look on her husband tonight. Brother Brian Johnson. Oh God, remember them in a special way tonight. Remember that family. Remember that union tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray right now for healing for the body. Healing for the soul. Healing for the mind. Healing for the spirit. Heal the spirit man in the name of Jesus. Oh God, heal the body tonight. Oh God, we know you able. Lay your hand on them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Infirmity of cancer. Regardless of what kind of cancer it is. Infirmity of cancer. We command you to flee. We command you to go. Exit the body right now. In the name of Jesus. At the command of God, cancer got to obey, and cancer
cancer got to go, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You've given us power, huh? Over the enemy, huh? Over these things, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You said, therefore, by any means, huh? Nothing shall harm us, huh? It shall not hurt us, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Satan can't do no more, huh? Than what God allows, huh? Oh, glory to your name, huh? We pray right now, God, huh? That you look on that young man, huh? Touch him right now, God, huh? Oh, God, touch his faith, huh? Help him to speak life, huh? Over himself, huh? Let him speak, huh? I shall live and not die, huh? To declare the works of the Lord, huh? God is not through with me yet, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Look on Sister Carissa, God, huh? Give her strength, oh, God, huh? Oh, God, take her through, huh? One day at a time, huh? Be with her today, huh? Be with her tomorrow, huh? Oh, God, you said you would never, huh? Never leave her, huh? You said you won't forsake them, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You help them tonight, God, huh? You take them through, huh? You be their courage tonight, huh? You be their strength tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Help them to look to you, huh? I look to you tonight, Lord, huh? We look to you tonight, Jesus, huh? We cry with a loud voice. Help, huh? Lord, save me, huh? Help, huh? Lord, save us, huh? Out of all our trouble, huh? In the name of Jesus, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Hallelujah, Jesus. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. In the name of Jesus, God, you're waiting to hear our cry. You're waiting to hear our cry tonight. You're waiting to hear from us tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know there's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance and victory. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, God, we pray right now, even for Vanessa Bonds, as she's standing in the gap for her friends and loved ones. Oh, God, we pray right now that you look on Brother Leroy in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you know who he is. You know where his location is. You know all about him right now, God. Oh, God, we want you to pray. Oh, God, we want you to look on Brother Leroy as we pray for him right now. We want you to breathe on him tonight. Breathe the breath of life on him, God. Oh, God, breathe on him again in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know you could conquer a pneumonia. Oh, God, if you walked on water, surely you could conquer pneumonia, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, do it again, huh? Lord, do it again, huh? Do it one more time, God, that your name may be glorified, huh? Hallelujah, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, do it for your name's sake, huh? Do it that men may know, God, that you are God and beside you there's no other, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? You say, you be still and know that I am God, huh? I will be exalted among the heathen, huh? Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. Sake, huh? That men may know that you are God, huh? And beside you there's no other, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Father God, you have the last say so, huh? Even over his life tonight, huh? Oh God, you heal people from pneumonia, huh? Surely you can heal him from pneumonia, huh? Deliver his lungs tonight, huh? Oh God, clear his lungs of the fluid, huh? Cause the fluid to drain out tonight, huh? Cause the fluid to flee tonight, huh? Work a miracle, God, huh? Send your angel, God, down to minister to him, huh? Down to his bedside tonight, in the name of Jesus, cause his lungs to line up, with the word of God, in the name of Jesus, if you can speak to dry bones in the valley, surely you can speak to his lungs, and cause his lungs to function right, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you can do all things but fail. You are a miracle worker. Oh, God, nothing is too impossible with you. Nothing is too hard for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, cancel debt tonight. Oh, God, your people, oh, God, they're drowning in debt. But, God, we pray that you will cancel every debt tonight. Oh, God, we have called the debt ourselves. Oh, God, Lord, we pray that you will forgive our ignorance. Oh, God, wink at our ignorance tonight, huh? Oh, God, and move on our behalf, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, the bills are piling up, huh? Oh, God, there's more bills than money, huh? But, Lord, you are the great supplier, huh? Oh, God, meet every need tonight, huh? Every need of every household tonight, huh? Oh, God, pay every electric bill tonight, huh? Father, God, pay every gas bill tonight, huh? Oh, God, pay every car insurance tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, you know the afflictions of your people. Oh, God, you come down to deliver us, Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus, You know the struggle tonight, You know, God, what we're faced with, The struggle is real, But Jesus is real, Jesus is real, In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, we need help tonight, Help, Lord, Help, Lord, Help tonight, God, In the name of Jesus, Look on that mother tonight, They're concerned about her child, Her child out on the street, Her child on drugs, In the name of Jesus, She don't know what to do, Oh God, she don't know, If her child is dead or alive, In the name of Jesus, Look on that mother tonight, That haven't heard from her child, In so long, She's worried, God, She's pacing the floor, She can't sleep at night, Because she don't know, If her child is okay or not, But Jesus, speak peace tonight, in the midst of the storm, speak peace, in the midst of the storm, let that mother lay down tonight, and get a peaceful sleep, in the name of Jesus, you handle the situation, you handle it tonight, you taught in your word, to take our hands off of it, leave it alone, you told us to leave it alone, you can handle it, better than we can, you told us to cast our cares, upon you, for you care tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, save our children tonight, save our young people tonight. Oh God, they think they know, oh God, but they don't know what they think they know. Oh God, help them, God. Oh God, help them to make the right decisions. Oh God, have mercy on them, Lord. Oh God, they're making all the foolish decisions. They're making all the foolish turns in life. But God, we pray that you cover them tonight. Oh God, cover our children tonight, God. Oh God, their life is in your hands. The word of God has been instilled in their hearts. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we give them back to you tonight. We surrender our children back to you tonight, Lord. Father God, you take them, God. Oh God, you make them, God. Even if you have to break them, break them to make them over again. In the name of Jesus, you know what's best for their life. Oh God, you know what to do. You can do it a lot better than we can. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, see us through tonight. Everyone on the line, God, see us through. Oh God, look on the evangelist tonight. Look on Evangelist Bradley, God, take her through, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help her, God. Help her that right early. In the name of Jesus, help her to bear her cross, whatever her cross may be tonight, whatever her concerns are tonight, God. Oh God, we pray that you would take them tonight, lighten every load tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh God, do it tonight, Lord. Oh God, look on those that are bereaved tonight. Those, oh God, that are grieving lost loved ones tonight. Comfort their hearts tonight, God. Ease the pain tonight, Jesus. Oh God, ease the pain, lighten the pain, bring on healing, God. Oh God, let the process of healing take place, even in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, for your God and God alone, and beside you there's no other. And for that we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you thanks. Help us to rejoice in your holy word. Help us to bless you at all times and cause your praise to be in our mouth. Oh, God, we bless you with the fruit of our lips tonight. Oh, God, we bless you in the name of Jesus. When things are well, we say yes. When things are not so well, we still choose to say yes. In the mighty name of Jesus and for your name's sake be glorified. Oh, God, let your church be edified. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. We are counted already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Back into your hands, woman of God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory
you,
to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to
thank
God.
You,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Just
want to open yes, the mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Let us magnify the Lord.
All participants are unmuted.
Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank
glory
you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Come on and lift those
thank
voices
you,
and give God praise on tonight.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Come on,
thank
and lift them.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on and lift them.
Thank you,
tonight.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
yes.
Already done. Just say it's already
yes,
done.
Already.
Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Already done.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Somebody ought to just get up and take a turn. Hallelujah. Just get up and take a turn. Hallelujah. Make a circle. Take a turn on tonight. Glory
yes,
God
Lord.
To the Lord. Turning that situation around. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise Him for turning that situation around. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Turning it around and around and around.
Thank
glory
you, Lord.
To God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey,
yes,
glory Lord. To God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. People of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
we
you,
give God praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Tonight. Glory to God. We thank Him, glory to God, that He's working it out. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank Him tonight for hearing our cry. Glory be to God for hearing our 411 cry. Glory to God. I
yes.
cry for help. Glory to God to save us on tonight. Glory to God. Save
yes.
us, glory to God, from these situations and circumstances.
Yes.
That the enemy determined for us,
yes,
glory
Lord.
To God. But we thank God on tonight, hallelujah, for
yes,
stepping
Lord.
Right in the midst. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hey, woo,
thank
you,
Lord.
Glory to God. We thank
you,
Him.
Please.
We thank Him. We thank Him tonight. Glory to God for
yes,
extending
Lord.
His hand. Glory to God, His strong arm of salvation on tonight.
Yes.
Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give Him praise on tonight. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know about you people of God, but my soul has truly been blessed on tonight. My faith has been fueled on tonight. Ah, glory to God. My faith has been stirred on tonight. Glory to God. How so? Glory to God, because I know He's the same yesterday, today, and
yes.
forever. glory to God. And if he did it back then, hallelujah, if he did it back then, amen, if he extended his hand to Peter when he was sinking in the water, glory to God, he was trying to believe, glory to God, but if he extended his hand to Peter, glory to God, he's no respecter of persons. Glory to God,
yes,
and he heard Peter's cry. Glory to God, and he has heard our cry on tonight. Glory be to God.
Yes.
People of God on tonight, glory to God, I say unto you, glory to God, keep your faith raised on tonight. Keep your faith raised on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah, because the Lord has truly heard our cry on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And listen, people of God, we need to just give him thanks. Amen. If we know he has heard us, glory to God, and we believe that, glory to God, whenever we look on that situation or whenever that situation hasn't manifested, but we got to know by faith that it's already done. We've got to know by faith that it's already done. Amen. Glory be to God. So let us remain as the man of God. So let us remain anchored in God. Let us remain anchored in his word. Glory to God. Don't let anything shake you. Amen. Don't let anything shake you, for God has done it tonight. Glory to God. See it already done. See, amen, Jesus, our loved ones already healed. See them healed. Glory to God. See them already restored. See situations and circumstances already turned around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And hold on to it. Amen. And don't you let go. Amen. Glory to God. But we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We bless him with his word on tonight. Amen. For he truly is, amen, the conquering king. Amen. And people of God, he loves us. God loves us. Amen. That's why he will send his word. He will send his word, people of God, to save us and to deliver us out of our distresses and deliver us out of situations and circumstances. Amen. One word. Glory to God. This one word. Glory to God. If we were to take it and hold it, amen, by faith, every situation that's been facing us is already done. It's already turned around. Amen. It's according to your faith on tonight. Amen. But we thank God. Amen. It's according to our faith. Glory to God. Amen. And according to our faith, we say it's already done. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks on tonight. Amen, Jesus, that when we truly call him people of God, he hears us. We got to know that he hears us. Amen. Hey, hey, hey. Glory to God. We got to know that he hears us. Amen. This is the time and this is the hour, people of God, and we've got to stretch our faith, amen, glory to God, beyond anything that we've ever seen, amen, glory to God. This is what's required of us as saints of the Most High. This is what is required of us, amen, glory be to God, amen. That, people of God, listen, we got to stretch and grab a hold of it, amen. Even as Abraham, amen, Jesus, he hoped, glory to God, against hope. Amen. Glory to God. But he held on to the promises of God. Amen. What God said, amen, he believed it. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are the seed. We are the seed. We are the seed. Amen. The seed, amen. Faith, that faith seed, amen, that Abraham, likewise, that Abraham had. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. We thank him for what he's done. Amen, Jesus. Even those requests that didn't come across the airwaves on tonight, glory to God. But listen, people, God, we got to believe that it's already done. Amen. Listen, we got to listen, we got to negate the negative. Whatever is negative that stands against the word that has been delivered unto us, we got to negate it. We got to push it back. We got to cast it down. Glory to God. We got to cast it down and believe by this word. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, this word works. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is no failure in him. Amen, Jesus. And if he said it, glory to God, so it is. Amen. Because people of God, we are now coming to a place. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. There's much darkness in the earth, people of God, much, much darkness, amen, glory be to God, but in us, amen, is the light, amen, in the people of God is the light, amen, glory, and he is that light,
Glory to God that shineth in darkness. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise for the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hold on to the word, people of God. Let us not just be hearers. Glory to God. Let us not just be hearers. Amen, Jesus. What we have heard, glory to God, these petitions that we have heard, amen, Jesus, let's thank God. Just thank him. Amen. Just begin to thank God. Amen. Thank God for the healing. Amen, of Brother Brian. See, you may not know him physically, know him, glory to God, but you know him by spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. But people of God, amen. Glory to God. Listen. Amen, Jesus. We're going to go ahead and turn the line back over to you, man of God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and turn the line back over to you now. Amen. Glory be to God.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We praise God tonight. Amen. For all things, we give God the praise. We give God glory. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the amen remarks. Amen. Coming through evangelist herself. Amen. Like she said, we got to do our part. We got to hope against hope. Amen. We got to know and we got to be, amen, persuaded in our own mind that he's able, amen, to, amen, see us through. Amen. I praise God for the word of God. Amen. Like you said, whatever situation, amen, you're going through, people of God, we want you to know, amen, that we are concerned about you. Amen. The world got this thing called wellness. Amen. Wellness. Amen. Being made, being whole. Amen. And this is because, amen, amen, the pressures of life is real. Amen. We're not glorifying that, but just face reality. Things out there now, amen, the Bible says that Satan will send you a strong delusion. Amen. The devil will try to send you something that will have your head spinning around. But God, amen, he will keep us in perfect peace. Amen. Things, amen, that we're faced with, things that we have never seen before. Amen. We're living in these times now. We're living it. We're living epistles. Amen. We ain't going up in what, amen, what our forefathers, amen, fathers and our grandparents, amen, they experienced in life. Amen. We're actually living it ourselves. We're living in these times ourselves. Amen. But yet we know, amen, that our Redeemer liveth. Amen. So we praise God tonight. We thank God, amen, for each one of you. We pray that you have been blessed. Amen. We can't stress it, amen, to you enough. People, God, take your cares and cast your cares on the Lord. Amen. Psalm said, leave it alone. Leave it alone. God can handle it better than you can. Leave it alone. Cast it on God. When you cast your cares and your burdens on God, don't go back and pick them up. Amen. Leave them on the altar. Amen. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Amen. Don't go back and pick them up. Amen, but trust God. We can't express to you enough the importance because the devil, he wants to use these things to steal your praise. He wants to use these things to steal your joy. And before you know it, you don't want to do nothing. You don't want to get up out of bed. You don't want to go to work no more. You don't want to go to church no more. You don't want to do nothing but just isolate yourself and sit in a dark room. That ain't nothing but the spirit of depression. That ain't nothing but the spirit of the enemy. Amen. That causes you, amen, to want to go into depression. But people, God, look to Jesus. Amen. Fight your way through. Fight through it. Fight through it. Pray your way through. Push your way through. Pray until something happens. Praise him until something happens. Amen. Keep speaking God's word over your life. Amen. Tell yourself things are going to get better for me. Things are going to get better in my life. Things are going to get better in my life with my children. Amen. Give it all to the Lord tonight. Amen. We love you. We are concerned about you. But know that God is working it out for you. Amen. So we thank God, amen, for this night. We thank God for this opportunity to come back into your hearing. Amen. I want you to know, amen, amen, that God, amen, he's working on each and every one of us. Amen. Sometimes God, amen, he has to, amen, make us and break us and make us all over again so that we can be the vessel, amen, that he, amen, desiring us to be. Amen. So we just bless God for all things. We thank God for your listening ear, for your patience. Amen. People, God, we want you to come back, amen, on tomorrow night, amen, at 9 p.m., amen. Come look into Jesus. Amen. Taking God at his word, knowing that God is faithful. Amen. That promise. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we bless you, we praise you. We give you glory, we give you honor, all that's due unto your name. Father God, we thank you for what we have heard tonight. We thank you for what our hearts have felt. Father God, we thank you for the joy that supersedes all sadness. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, replace joy, God. Oh, God, give somebody joy in the midst of sadness. Give somebody peace in the midst of trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus, cause, oh, God, them to have life. Oh, God, instead of death, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, continue to heal the sick. Continue to raise the dead. Give sight to the blind. Perform the miracles that you did back then. You're the same God. You could do it today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. We praise you. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We hope and look forward to seeing you on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.